Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So our next guest, what show are they on, Wicket? Read from what you wrote down.
Something flipped in my head.
We kid because we love.
Eric and Lindsay Bennett are here from HGTV's Desert Flippers. Not dessert.
Dessert would be amazing.
I mean, did you guys bring any desserts to flip?
Listen. No, we disappoint a lot of people with that. Now people tune in, they're like, oh, they're going through their TV guy, and they're like, Dessert Flippers.
Right.
That sounds great. And they're like, they're not doing anything with dessert.
HGTV and Food Network, it's a close tie.
They're now owned by the same company, so yeah. I'm talking crossover.
Yeah. If this doesn't work out for you, then you know what you can do next.
So we're really good at eating desserts.
Right.
Cooking
not so much.
Cupcakes, not drywall. What the hell's going on here?
Sorry, don't eat the drywall.
Tell us about Desert Flippers. Third season just got done. How did you guys get this thing rolling? I mean, you get the best weather of anybody.
Yeah.
So
welcome to Kansas City, by the way.
We brought some of the sunshine with us, which is why it's like 65 to 70 degrees and sunny. Inside the American Royale. Yeah. So we had been flipping houses. The first one we ever did was in Wisconsin before we moved to California. And then we're just flipping houses like crazy. And then we met up with a production company and they threw the idea at HGTV. And one thing led to another.
We just amped it up to another level. And then we started popping out babies. So, yeah, we've got three little boys.
Because that's a natural progression.
Right.
You know.
Wisconsin,
right.
California, babies.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly right.
How did you end up getting from Wisconsin to California? How did you go from doing, because you did your first house.
In Wisconsin.
You had just met a month ago.
Oh, we had just met.
Just met.
I had found a flip, but I didn't know how to structure it. And Lindsay kind of volunteered. I'm like, how dare you try to, get in on my deal. And then I realized she probably had way better credit than me. So I looped her into the deal, and that was great. So we did that one. And at the time, the market in 2006, the market was doing really well in Palm Springs. Her extended family was crushing it back there. They recruited Lindsay to come with, and I just kind of tagged along.
Yeah. So we used that money from our first flip to move out to California. We were like the Beverly Hillbillies, and we packed up.
Totally were.
And we were thinking big California. We were going to get eaten alive, but actually Palm Springs is like this oasis, very old village feeling. And so
small
it really,
town.
It's a very small town. I'm from a town of 2,000 people, Lodi, Wisconsin. And so to be in Palm Springs, it's beautiful weather, but it's very neighborhoody, and we just love it. We blended right in.
It's very Tony.
He's very Tony.
We just
Tony
learned
Palm
that
Springs.
Word.
I don't know that word.
What does that mean?
Like, listen,
maybe
if you're not hip,
and
if you don't know
yeah,
that
if you
word.
Don't know,
this wasn't on our list yesterday.
We did a whole list from USA Today of words your kids are using, and we didn't get to Tony.
Yeah, I just learned Tony.
What in the world is that?
I think it's like trendy and cool and fast.
Oh.
I have no idea.
So the home show,
I just thought I'd try it out.
The home show apparently described us in our show as being in Tony Palm Springs, and some people were writing in saying that's a typo.
It's a typo.
And they said, no, Tony is like the hip and width, and it's hip Palm Springs. So we're.
But we've been busy this morning, and after this, I'm going to go and I'll research what that is. Wikipedia.
I mean, you've had a real Tony morning. I don't know. I'm even using that right now.
You just have to say it with confidence.
You just make up words, and it works.
What makes Desert Flippers not dessert? What makes Desert Flippers different from the other flipper shows that are all over the networks these days?
We live in a vacation destination, so
it's vacation
where
there. Yeah.
I think it's
Thank
the
you.
Toniness of the whole thing. No, Palm Springs is absolutely beautiful, and the rest of it is I think that there are people that like to see the really dramatic flip shows with Lindsay and I are just two people who you'd see it like living
loving
next door
on
to
each
you.
Other business partners
more,
raising a family
more loving is fine.
But also we're just like everybody else. We're self-taught, we've been learning as we go, and we're becoming experts in our field. We've been doing this for over 12 years.
Wow.
And so it's been an adventure, and you get to kind of follow that adventure, the family element and the lifestyle element.
And a lot of people come up to us and they're like, you seem like we would be friends. Like, if we lived in the same area, we would be friends.
You could throw back some beers and watch a Packers game.
Exactly.
I would absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I will re-watch reruns of Packers games if we're having a couple of beers. That sounds great.
Can I ask how you work together as a couple? As I'm always fascinated by the people who work together and play together, so to speak. How does that, and you've been at it for a little while now,
yeah.
but what's the division? How do you work out the different, if you disagree, what's it like having your entire life together all the time?
Yeah, no question.
No, I mean, the very first time that we met, we started kind of talking real estate, talking business. So our relationship is kind of founded in working together and strategy and what we want to do in the future. And there are times when it's actually easier to be business and harder to be romantic. I mean, there's certainly times like...
Especially with three little kids at home. So
you
we
get the
need
kids
to
bed.
Reinventing.
Very quiet.
You get the kids to bed and then you crawl in and you're thinking maybe it's snuggle time or whatever. And then there's a cell phone in your face. And says, what do you think of these bar stools for the renovation we're doing right now?
It does never end, but like, it is a balance. And we do enjoy that balance. And we enjoy that we do everything together. But there are days that go by where we're together all day, but we don't really see each other. We're shooting things back and forth. We do different elements. We partner in things and we independently do things that are our strengths. So yeah, we blend it all together in the end.
For the record, she stared at him and said, we enjoy this.
Right?
Talking with Eric and Lindsay Bennett, HGTV's Desert Flippers. Are you ever like in the middle of the night, all of a sudden you pop up with some crazy bold design and you wake up your husband, you're like, you have to hear about this idea that I have to flip this next house.
Wow. It's more Eric that does
no,
that.
I have ones that we could buy. Like, hey, I think we should buy this one. Lindsay's ideas are much more like mischievous. Like, yes, yes, I think I will do this design. And I won't even tell him until it's done. It's like this, what would you call it? Like the evil medicine doctor?
No, nothing evil about me. I'm about as sweet as pie.
But I would rather she just do it than wake me up. I mean, we've got the three little boys. I value the sleep.
Can you give advice to people that are maybe thinking about, because it's still really popular, it seemed like there was a period of time where flipping was suddenly the thing that everybody was doing. It has stayed really a popular thing for people to do, particularly to make money. Do you have advice for people that are thinking about it?
Well, we're going to have all kinds of advice here at the event.
We're
going to
be
on at 4 o'clock and then tomorrow at 11 and at 1. And so we'll be sharing some tips and tricks there. But if you put a gun to my head and said, what's the one trick?
I'm not going to, but I'd love to hear it anyway.
I appreciate that. It's making sure that you buy the property correctly. One of our mantras is you actually make the money when you buy. Because when it's time to sell the house, you can only sell it for what it's worth. So if you buy the property correctly, then you're fine.
And then Eric always jokes that I can't screw it up by overspending if he's got enough money in there to
that's the
to
goal.
Make a win. So.
That's the goal.
When you guys are going to be speaking later on today, 4 o'clock and 11 and 1 tomorrow, interaction, questions, what are you guys going to be talking about?
We're going to be telling a little bit about our story for those that don't know it. And then we're going to be getting into kitchen design trends, but not what's trendy, but what is timeless and really making a kitchen that lasts and taking elements of your existing kitchen. We as flippers do a lot of resourceful, affordable things in remodeling because we don't have an endless budget. So we're going to be sharing those ideas and how you can just take a portion of what you have and update it for today.
If that is the case, when you guys are done, I live in down the street in Overland Park. We have got the most horrendous cabinets that we need to get done. If you're bored and need something to do tonight, I mean, if you want to come redo our kitchen for us.
Sounds like an amazing challenge, especially with the baby at home. I mean,
right?
Let's start a renovation. Aww. Aren't you ready?
Somebody does their research on their appearances on the radio. Yeah, that'll be your next challenge. Redo a kitchen in silence.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. Continued success on the show.
You.
Enjoy
thank
your time
you.
In Kansas City. I'd say stay warm, but you guys are from Wisconsin, so you know all about cold.
We're good.
We'll
we're
cuddle
good.
Up while we're here.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
That's going to be the After Dark
Wicked
show.
Wicked the wingman. Wicked the wingman.
I just wish you could see the looks on their faces. Like, you can see it on Facebook Live, but just the little looks going back and forth.
There's a wink, and there's a mischievous, and there's a shut up no kind of look going back and forth. Eric, Lindsay, thank you guys so much.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Eric and Lindsay Bennett from HGTV's Desert Flippers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.